And obviously the administration would like to see some major changes made in Social Security. It's of special importance to us because our own Congressman Jim McCreary is the chairman of the subcommittee on Social Security. So
yes,
we're always curious to know what's going on up there.
Well, he is absolutely at the center of it. He's one of the real leaders in the Congress. Congressman McCreary is a true leader in the Congress on the issue of Social Security, right at the center of it. The House Ways and Means Committee, his committee, will be holding hearings this week, and will be moving to a markup later this summer. I'm real encouraged. I think the issue is no longer do we have a problem. It's how do we fix the problem, and it's not a matter of if we're going to do it. It's a matter of when. And I think the win is soon. I think we'll have major legislation come through the Congress later this year that will put Social Security on a firm basis and do so in a way that helps younger people have a better retirement than they could ever have under Social Security.
Which would, between the lines, indicate private accounts.
There needs to be some opportunity for young people to save through the Social Security system. The president's proposal for the personal accounts does it. There are other proposals that do it as well. There needs to be, though, some way to create greater savings for young people so they can get the power of compounding working for them. The president's proposal is the best idea that we've seen. It would allow young people to do a lot better than they could do on Social Security by itself. A young person who earns $35,000 a year, the median income over their lifetime, who works 35 years, would retire with $250,000 to supplement their Social Security. And that's going to mean an awful lot for young people. It's going to mean they have a nest egg to retire on.
Now, you used a word just now that has been important to me throughout this whole discussion, and I guess it comes down to a matter of education. Over the years, so many Americans have come to look upon Social Security as a retirement system. And yet, Social Security, from its inception, has never been intended to be a self-standing retirement system. It's always meant to be a supplement to whatever else you do for your retirement.
John, exactly.
How do we back up history? How do we knock this into people's heads that they should not be so dependent on Social Security?
Well, when the program was put in place back in the 30s, President Roosevelt was clear this was to be a component of retirement, not the basis for retirement. And over the years, a lot of people have forgotten President Roosevelt's conceptualization of how the system should work. President Bush understands that. He understands that Social Security is really there to give people a minimum level of protection, economic protection in their later years, but it's not supposed to be the entire component of their livelihood in retirement. And that means people need to save during their lifetimes. And the personal accounts are a way to ensure that people save and have something to supplement the so-called defined benefit component of Social Security.
Mr. Secretary, I appreciate your time this morning. I wish we had a whole lot longer to talk, but unfortunately, we're governed by the clock. U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow joining us this morning to talk about Social Security.